Well, I remember Sheriff Jim Merlino became our good friend.
Yeah.
And one time we were out there, I think it was a Good Friday, and there was just a handful of people, maybe seven or eight standing. And so he came along, he was standing in line with us.
Yeah.
He was our friend, and he's saying, you know, we don't have very many on the line today. No, we don't. So the buses were all going by, and the sheriff is standing right beside us with our signs, you know. So we had many good relationships,
yeah,
anyway, that resulted from it.
Yeah.
I remember
one time we decided, it was Easter Sunday, that we would make a blockade. And so we went out there, the little group, we went over the forbidden line,
yeah,
and went down about a mile, and then we just stayed there in the middle of the road. Well, not realizing that maybe they wouldn't care on Easter Sunday. So after a while, the police came for a while, and then one of the officers came up and he said, you know, it's Easter Sunday. We all want to go home and have our Easter dinner with our family. You can stay out here as long as you want. He said, nothing will happen. I mean, we were totally harmless.
Yeah.
We couldn't blow up the test site, even if we, which we never wanted to. We had our code of nonviolence. So, you know, that didn't have a lot of effect on him. We thought, this will show him Easter Sunday. We're willing to come out here and, you know, stand out here even on this day.
But they weren't.
So, you know, it didn't work very well. But we had many nice relationships with guards. One time, you know, we used to stand out there when the buses, they had, at one period there were 11,000 people working out there, including those in the offices here,
yeah,
and out on the test site. And one bus stopped and this guy got off. And there's just maybe half a dozen of us standing on the road with our sign. He had bought one of those big boxes of fresh donuts for us. And he said, every day we see you standing out here so early in the morning. You had to get out there very early, because the buses started going by at 6 o'clock. So he bought us this big box of donuts. I mean, stories like that on the human level. There were so many. Yeah. We really appreciate it.
I don't know whether you two were involved in it at the time when they dumped us at the Tonopah Dollar Hall. 47 buses took us over there. 47 of them.
They just took you guys up to Tonopah?
Up to Tonopah.
And left you?
Supposed to be, we're going to jail over there. Instead of where the BLM office now, just going over the hill to see the Tonopah town.
Yeah.
They dump us off over there. People have lost their cameras, their rings and whatnot. They made us put everything together in a plastic bag.
Mm-hmm.
And they throw it out there like, you know, everybody trying to find what belonged to them. 11 of them buses took us over there that time.
We had to find our own ride home.
Yeah.
We had to call somebody to come and pick us up.
Wow.
Yeah. And then another time they took us to Betty. I don't know, three buses, I think, took us to Betty. And I was so busy loading everybody up to come back to a test site. And I realized I got left there by myself. I didn't know that there was nobody around there, but you know, where the school was. And then Merlino came along and he said, what are you doing? I said, I got left right here. Well, get in, he said, we'll take you back.
He was a good man.
He was a good man.